So here we have perhaps the most frequently asked questions. Do the screening questions really need to be asked at every session, and even for those low intensity clients? Well, yeah, it's the standard of practice to assess clients' current risk levels across multiple dimensions. For this reason, yes, it is recommended to screen your client at every session regardless of their intensity level. So for those low risk clients, the intention of asking the screening questions each time is to really make sure that we don't miss any risk for harm to self. Yes, it might seem awkward if we ask and there's no risk, but it would be tragic if we don't ask and there turns out to be risk and we missed it. And then for clients of all risk levels, they might not share without being directly asked due to fear of being judged or being sent to the hospital, or for some other for some, it might even just be difficult to get the words out. Just saying the words aloud might be very scary. So we sometimes forget that being asked directly can be a big relief for clients if they're not sure how to tell you what they're experiencing. Now, that being said, we need to use our clinical judgment to make decisions around asking every time we meet with some clients. For example, if you have a client who has increased paranoia when they're asked too many probing questions, or these questions really trigger their paranoia, it might be best to hold off, unless, of course, you have a concern for suicidal ideation for this client. Or maybe in the previous session, a client got very agitated by the questions, so you might wait to ask again, in a few weeks until that agitation has subsided. Or reduce the frequency of asking, again, only if there was not, in fact, concern for suicidal ideation. So you want to consult, and tailor the screening process for these clients. Do this on a case-by-case basis. You can make arrangements with the client it's always, for all of our clients, it's a good idea to find out how they would like to be asked, and we'll get into that in a moment.